Welcome to Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Hey, I'm your host, John Workman, and thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the 30 Days of Cody. So today's question is actually prompted by really one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. So I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that a local inspector told them that whenever a GFI tripped, it needed to be replaced because they were not good after they tripped. Now, we're going to ask Cody this question, and I think the answer is going to be very short, and I think each and every one of you out there know the answer to this. But let's go ahead and ask Cody anyways. Cody, do I need to replace a GFI after it is tripped? Question mark. Wait for a second. We're going to return the answer. No. So, I'm not sure where this inspector got this information, but GFIs definitely don't have to be replaced after they're tripped. They're made to protect and to trip over and over and over again. And in fact, after I heard this question, I tried to do some research, tried to go to some manufacturer sites, looked at some of the literature that comes with the devices, and I couldn't find any information anywhere to see if these were rated for so many trips or whatever you want to call it. I know with breakers, sometimes they'll be rated, you know, they're good for 2,000 or 3,000, you know, actions or trips, whatever you want to call it. But I could not find anywhere where a GFI was only rated for so many trips. I did see there was a lot of discussion that you should change them after 10 years, or, you know, some people were saying after 15 years, but I couldn't find anything definitive from any manufacturers. So anyways, I just thought this was kind of a fun little question that, of course, is kind of ridiculous, but at any rate, it's a good one to throw on here. And for any apprentices out there, no, if a GFI trips, you do not have to replace it. That's why there's the reset button on the device or on the breaker. So thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you're getting a lot of value from the 30 Days of Cody, and hopefully you've gone over to electricianslibrary.com/Cody, C-O-D-E-Y, and learn more about Cody up for pre-sale. Hopefully you're going to get on board. Hopefully you're going to use this tool and make it an essential part of your tool bag. So anyways, thanks for tuning in, and until tomorrow, stay grounded.